What are we looking forward to in the season as you open up?
It's our 103rd season, which is amazing in and of itself as a private institution, private nonprofit.
You can't be that old, are you?
Me, personally. Yeah. Well, no, I'm certainly not, but I do hope to someday be that old.
But you took over, what, 2 years ago as the CEO, right?
2 years ago on May 1st.
That's great, and you're such a breath of fresh air. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the seasons?
Okay, terrific. So this season, we have a lot of new initiatives. 2012 is 1775 at Fort Ticonderoga, and Benedict Arnold in this year is a hero. So we're very, very excited to bring that moment and that very specific history to life with our programs. We're opening up this weekend with our No Quarter event, which recreates the capture of Fort Ticonderoga, which historically took place on May 10th, 1775. And the weekend's going to be filled with activities. We have the...
Let me interrupt you. Benedict Arnold was the hero.
Well, of course he was.
And most Americans don't have the slightest idea. When they hear Benedict Arnold, it's almost become an idiom for a bad guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But in this year, Arnold was commissioned by the Massachusetts Command of Safety, and he had the intent to capture Fort Ticonderoga, to secure the artillery and have a stronghold in Lake Champlain region, which was a very important waterway corridor.
Which made him George Washington's fair-haired boy.
And that's why later on Washington and everybody felt so betrayed, because he was Arnold was extraordinary. So this weekend is No Quarter, and we will be having historic interpreters portraying the 26th foot at the fort and the unsuspecting invalid regiment that was garrisoning Fort Ticonderoga, comprised of nearly half women and children. And at the same time, we are having, and we'll have school day programming going on Friday on May 18th, which is our opening day here at the fort. At the same time, we'll have the Green Mountain Boys, Ethan Allen, and Benedict Arnold over in Shoreham, Vermont, doing some school day programs. Saturday morning, the Green Mountain Boys and Arnold and Allen will be marching almost the exact historic route to a bateau to then cross over Lake Champlain. And Saturday evening, we will have the capture of the fort at 9 p.m., which is open to the public, but there's limited space, so I encourage all of our listeners to contact us and get their tickets for that.
And how did they do that?
They could contact the fort at 518-585-2821 or email info@fortticonderoga.org. Our website is www.fortticonderoga.org as well, and we have information there. And then Sunday we will have the aftermath of the capture, which will be a very interesting, confusing day, really reflecting what happened historically.
So what did happen?
Of course, the fort was captured. Allen had a very different approach than Arnold on how it should proceed. There was a lot of drinking that night amongst the Green Mountain Boys. The next day, I think the realization set in that, oh my gosh, we did capture a British fort. And what do we do now? You know, what I think we've all had those moments of it seemed like a good idea and then we did it and then we wonder what did we do? I think there was certainly a sense of that the next morning.
What did they do with the artillery?
Well, the artillery eventually led by Henry Knox was brought to Boston in the spring of 1776 and forced the evacuation of the British.
And went through the Berkshires, I may add.
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct. So anyway, so that is just one little element. That's our opening weekend. We also have, in a very different theme, our preseason plant sale in the King's Garden, which is one of North America's oldest gardens, dating back to 1756 with the French Garrison Garden. Today, it's a beautiful colonial revival garden.
The other thing
we have going on, which we're incredibly excited about, Alan,
yeah,
is our new Bullets and Blades exhibit. It's the weapons of America's colonial wars and revolution. For all of the listeners who have been to Fort Ticonderoga, and I'm sure there are many out there, and I'm sure you know for yourself, we have had an exhibit with our weapons that has been in place since, say, 1930. It was a dated exhibit, and that has been removed, and now we have a stunning new weapons exhibit. And we're fortunate because we had a new collection that was integrated into our broader weapons collection in 2009. And so this exhibit, which opened opens on the 18th, will showcase nearly 100 weapons from our world-class weapons collection, including many never-before-seen recent acquisitions. And they'll be exhibited together to illustrate the remarkable beauty and broad diversity. And it will include muskets, pistols, swords, and related weaponry used in America and at Fort Ticonderoga. So it's a must-see. It's a stunning, stunning exhibit. And we're so excited because it really marks a new chapter on how we engage our audiences with our world-class collections. And so it's going to be a big celebration as we unveil it in a private gathering tomorrow night and then as the season begins.
So, give that phone number again.
Sure. It's 518-585-2821. Our website is www.fort, and that's spelled out, F-O-R-T, ticonderoga.org. If you want to email questions directly to us, you can email at info@fortticonderoga.org.
So this Benedict Arnold story is so fascinating to so many people. And are there any specific artifacts or signatures on a wall or something that we can actually see the fact that he was there all those years ago?
Well, we do have some related collection pieces to the story that America's First Victory, as it has been dubbed, story. I think one of the most powerful moments for visitors when they come to the fort is when they come through the sally port, which is the archway going into the parade ground, and on the wall there you see a list of all the names of all of those that have been to the fort.
Mm.
So it really is amazing to be at a site where you can feel the presence of the history,
exactly.
The moment. And what is really unique about our programming this year, and it really complements our incredible collections, is that we're creating that moment for our visitors in that we're interpreting a very specific history. So we're not doing a generic, this is a composite history of Fort Ticonderoga. We're picking a moment, a year, and highlighting that year. And throughout the summer season, we're highlighting the Connecticut State troops that were stationed here under Benjamin Hinman, that were garrisoned here at the fort in 1775 as they began to rebuild this fort that really had become dilapidated after the French-Indian War. And what really ultimately became the foothold for, or the stronghold for, the Northern Department of the Continental Army, which was under the command of Major Schuyler later that year.
I love this. You know, I really do love this because the idea is that, you know, history isn't something you read in a book. You look at this fort, you look at the way that it's constructed, you just feel, okay, what if I were alive all those years ago? And it really is the way history should be taught. Fort Ticonderoga officially opens for the season May 18th. Joining us was Executive Director Beth Hill, who began her tenure at Fort Ticonderoga in 2010. Beth, I want to congratulate you personally on all the great work you're doing and how you have just breathed new and wonderful life into the fort. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much, Alan. We have a wonderful team and terrific supporters, and we are so passionate about serving this mission and bringing Fort Ticonderoga to life and building a bright future for it.